Yes, please.
See if you can get Sergeant Shriver.
Yes, Mr. President.
Hello?
Sarge?
Mr. President, yes, hi, how are you?
Fine, how are you getting along up there?
Fine, I was just, Perkins is on, McCarthy's on the other line to Gibbons, and it looks as if we may be able to pull off a quorum up there right now. The damnable thing is that a guy like Carl Perkins and Jimmy Roosevelt and Adam Clayton Powell, what the hell, without telling anybody, they take off.
Well, everybody's taking off, Sarge. I've been trying to get every member of McKedney, and yet they all turret.
I don't know what the hell is going on. Jesus, this is the most important week in this bill, and these guys are all the guys who are talking for it and yelling about it, Perkins and Roosevelt, and I got one of them in Kentucky and the other one out in California and another one down in Puerto Rico. It makes me madder than hell. I don't see, you know, see what the hell we're all supposed to be doing here, working while they're jousting around out there, and then they get the credit for it down their districts, but Wilson's on it right now, and has been on it for an hour or so, and I think we may be able to pull this quorum off despite the fact they're not here.
If we don't get this bill reported in the next few days, we're going to get beat. They just hit us. You see this column in the Star this afternoon?
No, whose?
Oh.
What column is it? What's it say?
Well, it just gives the bill hell. It's some new writer, I don't know, it's published in the editorial page of the Star.
I didn't see it, but I do know this, that the bill is in good shape right now, I think. At least that's my opinion of it. I had 12 corporation presidents in here today. They're all for it. I talked up in New York yesterday to 150 guys on Wall Street, as well as the whole damn Red Cross, and they're all for it. So out in the boondocks, I think people are for it. These guys up, I agree with you, though, we got to get it done. And I'm damn mad that these guys aren't here, but we checked them yesterday, and they're here, and the next morning, they're gone.
Well, Perkins has had a date for months down in Kentucky. Ms. Johnson's down there speaking all through the poverty area.
Oh.
That's where he is.
Oh, I see.
I know about him, but I don't know.
Well, Adam
Powell's calling up. He's locked in. They arrested him in Puerto Rico.
Well, he knew they had a warrant out for him. He was dumb to go down there.
But
Jimmy Roosevelt's out in California. I'm sure he's got a good reason for being there. But to me, there's no damn reason as good as being here today.
Well, you better. Yeah, I don't imagine you can get them together this late today. I talked to Phil Landrum, and he was pretty depressed about it. But I think we're just going to have to stay here, all of us, till we get this poverty bill passed, or we're going to louse it up.
Well, you see, the thing is, for example, now Phil, he has to go away tomorrow, and then he's away Monday too, also. So there's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. There's 4 days out the window.
Well, you never had a vote in the House of Representatives on Friday or Monday in your life.
No, I agree to that. What I wanted to do was to get a clean bill finished today, and then by the time they got back here Monday, the bill would be finished and clean, and they just have a vote, and it goes out. That's the end of that.
Well, see if you can get 16 of them.
That's what we're trying now.
Okay. Let me know.
Yeah.